100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was hankering. And y'all came up with a bunch of stories. Plus, Tora had been wandering off in the wilderness or somewhere and came back. So there's Tora's story from last week, which, once again, if you missed a week or a year or a century and you want to send in stories for previous weekly challenges, send them on in. You can either put them in the file that you're sending in for this week or a separate file, and I can put it up on the feed in a separate post or whatever you want, whatever you want. So anyway, let's get this story festival going, and I will see you after you've enjoyed all of these. Okay? You ready? Y'all comfortable and... Okay, good. Here we go.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is called I Got a Hankering. When you're old and have spent the better part of your life eating in restaurants, you gotta balance dining out with dining in with the reality of a fixed income. To that end, I and my partners in crime have decided on Taco Tuesday. Yep, I got a hankering for tacos, and Taco Bell allows a more than generous supply of taco-ness. Some may, even during the listening of this tale, poo-poo the quality of Taco Bell food, or the lack of je ne sais quoi. They're tacos, not Japanese A5 wagyu sirloin demi-gloss served at the French Laundry. Oh, by the way, it's unlikely you can get a reservation at the French Laundry sometime during this century. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy. Fourth book in the series is coming out pretty soon. Could find that at Amazon. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 720 with a prompt of hankering. So here's my story. Bilbert climbed into his mother's car, looking behind them to see if Marissa really was following. The Ferrari kept pace behind their car. Mom, can we stop at McDonald's before we get home? I have a hankering for a cheeseburger. His mother slowed the car so she could safely stare at her son. You have a what? He cleared his throat. A hankering. You know, a persistent urge or desire. I know the word. I'm just wondering why you're using it. Bilbert shrugged. I don't know. Something prompted me. She shook her head. Whatever. You can't argue with real hankering. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Dave. You know me as Jaded Dave on most social networks. I'm from the podcast The Jen and Dave Show. And this is my submission for the word hankering. The dust-covered cowboy makes his way into the saloon, weaving his way through the tables, cattlemen, and soiled doves to the bar. What brings you to town, friend? Asked the bartender. I got a hankering for whiskey. Neat. And I ain't your friend. The bartender's grin fades away as he reaches under for the loaded .45 and sizes up the cowboy, searching the stranger's grimy face for clues to his intent. You best come up with a whiskey bottle, friend. You want no trouble from me, understand? The bartender snatches the bottle and pours the stranger a drink.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm not academic. I'm not one for grammar, phrasing, or worrying about sentence construction. Those are all very well, if that's your style, but I've no interest in semantics or word games. As far as I'm concerned, good old-fashioned, plain speech is more than sufficient for most occasions. Although I'll admit, sometimes, my vocabulary lets me down. Like now. I have a hankering. But that's not the word. It really doesn't convey what I really feel inside. And you're sitting there, humoring me, smiling indulgently. You shouldn't. I've just remembered the word for the feeling I have. It's bloodlust.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Going back, that's all she thought about, going back and sitting on that bench under the pergola, under the sky, close to her dreams. She used to have dreams. She used to sit there and smile, looking up and enjoying the colors of the sunset. She used to think life was whatever she wanted it to be. She was far away now, so far away, too far away. She looked at the sky, but the colors weren't the same. She wondered if the bench was still there. Then she heard the sirens. It was time to move and hide again. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Trotter Zino here with two stories. One for last week, because the muse turned up late, and one for this week. So, last week's story, I picked two on the three words, quirk, pride, and exposed. The quirkly hue, Quirculus erigiosus, is the pride of the tree-lined avenues of London. It sheds its boughs wherever they extend more than a few yards from the trunk, and at a certain height the upthrusting members terminate themselves similarly. The exposed wounds heal into lumpy nodules, exuding resins harvested for incense. In former times they were also, following the medieval doctrine of signatures, favoured as a salve for amputees. Every spring clusters of thin shoots sprout from these terminations, which would be woven into charms against wounds in battle. The uninformed mistake this curious habit of growth for overzealous pruning. And the second story on the word hankering. The first emperor, Qin Shi Huang, hankered after immortality. He sent out explorers to discover the secret. Some stopped in comfortable towns and wrote back long missives describing their fictitious efforts. From these sprang the myths and legends of China. Others travelled, but only to explore the far-flung provinces. From these we have the great works of geography. A few took the mission seriously, inquiring of alchemists, magicians, and sages, but obtained only hints with which to search further. Only one succeeded, but he kept the secret for himself alone, and it is said that he lives among us still.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic hankering. It's called Henry. Henry is not the sharpest tool in the box. His heart's in the right place, but he's still hopeless. Even so, he's a nice guy. Just don't trust him with anything important. That's why everyone was so shocked when I asked him to be my best man. You know he'll lose the ring, go to the wrong church, turn up late, think it's fancy dress. Everyone warned me off and told me to pick someone else. But would I listen? Too late, I realized, as he stood smiling gormlessly at the altar. I tried again. Hank, ring? Really sorry about that. That was, well, awful. Anyway, until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Work provides a catered lunch. It's not some fancy affair with chafing dishes and silverware. It's just large orders from local restaurants and a family-style buffet line. The office assistants rotate the schedule of caterers. Some are good, some are bad, some are awful. Some forget things and others are frequently late to arrive. I look at the calendar and plan out the lunches I will eat, and the ones I choose to order soup from the deli. Of course, if there's any leftover buffet salad, I'll pack that for home. Can't let good food go to waste, you know.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of hankering. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. You are the ones that make this what it is. Although I kind of stitch it together, but you are the buffet. You are what drives this. And I'm just here along for the ride. So, the next topic is, I can't remember what the next topic is. Hold on. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. And yet, I'm recording this and not re-recording it. Laps. Okay. Wow. Isn't that appropriate? So, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for how to be a part of the next weekly challenge. The text of the stories, links to people's websites to learn more about them, all that stuff. And I will see you tomorrow with a story on the feed and so on and so on and so on until we're back to the weekly challenge. Thank you for being a part of this once again. And as always, keep it brief.